Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is a political reporter, observer of the Republican persuasion from his background. But if you subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column, you'll find that he's a pretty darn good guy down the middle on things that matter. And you'll get to, and if you do it right now, you'll get to see his report on his trip to Hungary. I know you're on 4 and 5 right now, Rich, with your reports. But if they subscribe today, if they let you know that, would you send them the other three, the
Absolutely.
First three?
Sure.
So, folks, go to Mullings.com, MULLINGS.com, and you'll be able to see Rich's report on what's going on in Hungary. Rich, take this back. We're going to take this back to what started all this. Bashar Assad, the ugliest dictator in the world. Of Syria, ugly on many levels, was someone that President Obama said needs to go. He has to go. We can't tolerate this guy. And then with so many opportunities, President Obama basically just didn't do anything. And
well,
now he's left a vacuum. Yeah. And has allowed Iran and Russia to come into that part of the world and gain more control. And I'll tell you something. I've never seen an American president get slapped around like Obama has allowed himself to get slapped around. And I'll tell you something, Rich. I'm embarrassed about it. I'm ashamed of our president, and I'm disgusted with his foreign policy.
Well, that's why Donald Trump is doing so well. He keeps talking about the fact that we get out-negotiated by these foreign leaders, and he hasn't said Obama's name, but that's what everybody understands.
I've never said those kinds of words about any president.
Yeah.
You know that I play it down the middle for the most part, but I am sick of this man's foreign policy. It's disgusting to me. What do you think?
Well, I think to say that he's got a bad foreign policy is to give him credit for having any foreign policy.
I agree. I agree.
I think that's wrong right there. But
that's a good
going
point.
Back to Syria, you have to go all the way back to the Arab Spring that began in Tunisia, remember, and then kind of spread across North Africa and then into the Middle East and then down through the Gulf States. And it failed in every country. This great awakening that in the West, because we have no idea what goes on over there. We thought this is great, now it's going to be like Kansas. The only place where it actually made a big change was Tunisia, the first place. But one of the places was Syria. And the insurgents wanted to overthrow Assad as they had in other places, again, either successfully or not successfully, depending on which side you were on. But Assad didn't want to go, so he said, no, we'll have a civil war if you want.
Yeah.
And the moment of truth came. It's hard to remember this happened, what, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago,
yeah.
Was when the president said if he used chemical weapons against his own people, that would be a red line that we would not allow to be crossed. And indeed he did, and indeed the president said, never mind.
Feckless, has thy name is Obama when it comes to foreign policy.
And as you pointed out so correctly, in almost every part of nature and human development, a void will not be tolerated.
A vacuum, and the bad guys are sitting there ready to launch,
and they're happy to do it.
Yeah.
And now we've got. I'll tell you the huge danger is now is that just a mistake happened, and we got fighter jets or bombers flying around in Syria. The Russians have.
It's a dangerous cocktail over there.
Isn't it? It's a very small amount of airspace. And these jets flying around at 800 miles an hour, and they're not coordinating with each other because they're on opposite sides.
But Rich, for a half a century, it's been an article of faith among the West that we would not let Russia get a foothold in the Middle East, and now Obama has done that.
right. We've been through this once before when it was the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
When Egypt, remember, they had the United Arab Republic.
Yep.
And it was all a subset of the Soviet Union. And now, after all that blood, sweat, and tears and money that we spent shoving them back to their original borders, they're just spreading out again.
If you want to see what informs President Obama about foreign policy, watch the documentary 2016. That's all you got to do, Rich. Hmm. It's an amazing documentary. I saw it 5 years ago, and it'll really inform you. Hey, Rich. Once again, welcome back from Hungary. I'm proud of you for going over there and bringing the report back today. Safe travels, and come back soon.
You bet. Thank you, buddy.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. It's his website. If you subscribe now, you can get all the reports on the Hungary trip. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back soon with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.